man walking.
Down here with Rachel Berger and Miss Rodeo Oklahoma for 2013. Rachel, talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here, right here in your backyard.
It's pretty exciting. It's awesome. I actually have to travel a half hour to get here, see some of the top competitors in the world, talk to the fans, see our sponsors, see a lot of different queens from states who are coming out to support us, and it's awesome.
Now, you guys have been all grouped together. You've got the queens from all the other circuits down here, and you get so many from the other states. And what's it like for you to be able to congregate and get together and share ideas and talk with the other ladies?
It's a good experience. I mean, not many other competitions do we actually have this great friendship in, and I'm excited to be able to host them here in Oklahoma and show some cool things. We went skeet shooting this morning, went to Pops in Arcadia. Get to do cool, fun things around Oklahoma and show them who we are and how fun Oklahoma is.
That's right. So how did you do in the skeet shooting?
You know, it was my first time shooting, and out of 20, I got 13, so I was pretty happy with that.
I would not want to be at the other end of that barrel. I'll tell you that. I wouldn't want to take that chance. 13 out of 20, that is great. Well, I'm glad you guys are down here having such a great time, and it is great to see y'all carrying the flags in and just being down here as a representative for rodeo. I know the young girls are really enjoying watching you as well.
Yes, it's awesome. This opportunity as a role model and ambassador, create positive image for people. It's once in a lifetime.
That's for sure. Well, we look forward to seeing you down here at many more rodeos down here this season.
Well, thank you. See you too, Scott.
Well, that was Rachel Berger, and she is a wonderful diplomat representing not just the great state of Oklahoma as Miss Rodeo Oklahoma, but also, you know, being a representative for rodeo itself. And she'll travel all over, like she said, she was in Florida, you know, and it really is a great opportunity for her to gather with the other queens of these states and of these circuits down here. So let's get down to the action. Tonight was the third performance. Now, the contestants that were competing tonight, the 12 contestants that were competing tonight, were the same ones that competed last night in round two. So getting down to it, some of the guys that we've talked a little bit about, Casey Fields missed his mark out last night. Unfortunately, you know, that really hurts when you're only got two rounds to be able to qualify to the eight-man round, which is, by the way, make an eight. You know, you want to make that eight-man round, which will be coming up tomorrow afternoon. But unfortunately for Casey, because he missed his mark out, was not able to do it. Now, Casey Coletti, another guy we talk a lot about, he ended up touching his horse tonight, ended up getting disqualified. Wasn't enough. Jesse Davis scored an 80. I would suspect that we'll see Jesse Davis back here tomorrow in the eight-man round. Few other guys, Wes Stevenson. Now, he had a horse, him and Jet Price had two different horses, but Wes had one from, they call Flaxy Lady. Now, we've actually heard of Flaxy Lady. Corco Rodeo owns it, and I'm telling you, this horse was right there at the gate, looked like a bucking bull, and gave Wes a real ride, but unfortunately, didn't have enough kick to him, was only able to score 79 points. For him. But the round winners here tonight in the bareback riding was actually a two-way tie. 85 points went to Tim O'Connell and Casey Fields. So they did get some day money here. Casey was able to pull that off, and we were glad to see that. We were able to catch up with both of those guys. So let's take a listen first with Tim O'Connell.
All right, Tim, 81 last night, 82 tonight. Tell us about your ride here tonight.
Not a whole lot that I really knew about that horse going into it. I knew it was one of Pete Carr's, and from what I know of Carr's Pro Rodeo, they have great horses. And my traveling partner, Jared Keeneland, told me he got on him last year, and he said he turned back with him too, and he could be about 85 or 86, and it worked out. I ended up being 85 tonight. And I kind of thought he might turn back, but I didn't know he was going to do it that quick, and it was wild.
Well, talk to us about how you got here by winning the Great Lakes Circuit. Is that correct?
That's correct. Well, this is my rookie year. I rodeoed on permit for 3 years. And last year I traveled with Logan Corbett and Tyler Waltz, and both of them, Tyler lives in Pennsylvania and Logan lives in Kentucky. They all lived at my house all summer, and we had a goal in mind that we were going to go, and we wanted all three of us to make it to the circuit finals in the top seven. And as the year started progressing, we were just going to three or four circuit rodeos a weekend, just trying to stay busy. It ended up looking like one of us had a contingency to win it, and as the year progressed, I just pulled ahead for a while, and then it came down to the last round of the circuit finals. It was a really close race between me and BJ Scott, and then third place was kind of way behind us, and I ended up pulling it out at the end.
Well, great deal. I actually said 82 tonight. It was actually 85, so I was looking at my scorecard wrong, but 85 going into it. Now, the scorecard is going to get erased going into the final eight there tomorrow. How do you feel going into tomorrow's round?
Honestly, I don't really look too far into it. I know tomorrow they make you work in the eight-man to get to the four-man, so I don't normally like to think too far ahead of things. Like last night, I stuck around to see what horse I had, and it kind of kept me up all night. Usually I don't even pay attention to what I have until I'm here. So, honestly, I like it. It just makes you work that much harder, and this is a huge event for me, and I think it's just awesome that I got to do what I did tonight.
So what are you going to do tonight? You going to hang out and not worry about what you got, go out and just have a good time and let the rest take care of itself tomorrow?
Yeah, well, being with Jared, Jared's not much of a partier, which actually is pretty good. So we'll probably go get a good bite to eat. And like today, we both did really good yesterday, and we went and got steak today. And since Jared did better than me yesterday, he paid for it. So I imagine I'm going to have to go buy him a steak and my girlfriend a steak. And then we'll just kind of hang out tonight, get a good rest, and be prepared for tomorrow, because it looks like we're both going to make the eight, man.
Good deal. Well, congratulations. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys, that was Tim O'Connell. He actually split the round with Casey Fields, and you can tell he is a great great young kid, a lot of talent. We look forward to seeing him down the road here in the future as well. But let's take a listen as we were able to catch up with Casey Fields, who also had an 85-point ride.
Well, Casey, I know you had a rough night last night, but you came back here tonight, 85 points. Tell us about that ride you had here tonight.
My ride tonight felt really good. That horse was pretty strong and kind of left there real hard, kind of run me down the gate a little bit and kind of not cheated me, but, well, he did cheat me. But, you know, you got to just go one jump at a time, and I just kept on going harder and harder and kind of helped the horse out, kind of picked him up a little bit, and just things were clicking tonight, and it felt good.
Yeah, sure enough, did it. It looked good, too. Well, talk to us about what it's like for you to be here representing the Wilderness Circuit. Is that correct? You actually won there?
Yeah, the Wilderness Circuit, it's pretty neat. We got a really good circuit, the guys in our circuit. We got the Wright brothers and the Bronc Ride, and then we got good timed event guys. Seems like everybody that made it here, probably 90% of them made the NFR. So it's pretty neat, and we're all good friends, and we see each other all year long. It's pretty fun.
I hear there's some pretty good rodeos down that way, too, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Beautiful Utah.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to catching out that way. And, you know, I know it's not going to be enough to bring you back, but you won a little money here tonight. And congratulations and good luck. We'll see you down here on the road.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, guys, that was Casey Fields, your co-winner for the bareback riding with 85 points. So those guys, you know, had a great round. Like I said, unfortunately for Casey, it doesn't look like he's going to be back. But for Tim O'Connell, it does look like he'll be back, as well as his traveling partner, Jared Keelan, who, by the way, scored 81 points tonight. So moving on down to the steer wrestling. We had a great round here in the steer wrestling. Now, last night we had a time of 4-3 was what won the round. Tonight we saw a few here that were around that, you know. But we had a super fast run from one of the Bulldoggers down here with a run of 3.2, and that was Ethan Suvenal. Now, we've actually heard from this guy. He's got a lot of experience. He's been around for a little bit. So let's take a listen as we were able to catch up with Ethan on his round win, 3.2 seconds.
All right, Ethan, talk to us about this wild little ride you had here. 3-2 tonight. That's got to be some fast time right there.
Yeah, it's pretty fast. I think that might be the fastest I've ever been.
Really, 3-2. You know, the first thing we look at is see if that broken barrier, you know, jumping out there fast. But you jumped out there quick. But you beat the barrier and got it done.
Yeah, I couldn't have gone much harder. You know, it starts fast here anyway, and then all of a sudden, you know, I knew what it was, and I just went and never even thought about it. And I wasn't expecting that steer to do that. It's not his track record either. And he let it off right there and gave me an opportunity. So,
well, what's it like for you to be down here at the RNCFR and representing the California circuit?
Well, it's great. You know, it's one of the things that we try to do every year is try to get here. And, you know, it's not doesn't really count for anything, but it's prestigious, and it's for us. You know, it's just it's like a bonus if you win here. So it's awesome. And, you know, it's great deal to be able to support your state as much as coming to this rodeo for this.
Now, is this your first time here?
No, this is my fourth time.
Okay, good deal. Well, listen, man, I know we look forward to seeing you back here. I think that time there, you had a 6-5 yesterday, but I think it'll be good enough to get you back here in 8. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
All right, guys, that was Ethan. And, you know, you talk about these Bulldoggers out here. They endure a lot of pain jumping off those horses there at full speed. 3.2 seconds, man. I tell you, that was close. It was so close. And, you know, to see a run like that down here at this arena, it was really good to watch. And it was exciting. So 3.2 seconds wins the steer wrestling tonight. I'm saying will probably be the fastest run that we're going to see here all weekend. However, we still got a lot more rodeo coming your way. We've got your fourth round tomorrow. We've got your eight-man round tomorrow. And then we've got your final four, crowning the circuit finals champion right down here in Oklahoma City. So we're going to take a short break here, fans. When we get back, we'll talk more rodeo action. We've got some more interviews and highlights coming your way right after this.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Hay Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Macon 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out Macon8Rodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Macon 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show on Macon 8 Rodeo Network, right here on KWBY, 98.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and Macon8Rodeo.com.
All right, guys, welcome back here as we are down here in Oklahoma City, wrapping up round three here from the Ram National Circuit Finals. And, you know, we get down into the tie-down roping. Now, last night we had some really good runs. I was really impressed. I will say Scott Cormos won it with an 8.4. You know, it was going to take some quick times down here to get it done, and we saw a few of those. Now, we talk a lot about the tie-down roping. They want to make eight. You know, it's all about making eight down here. Now, last night, Matt Shizawa had a run of 8.9. Tonight, he would come back and make a run of 8.8. Would it be enough to hold out? Well, you know, there was nobody better than an 8.8. However, he did end up splitting the round with Bryson Seacrest with a score of 8.8. Apache Oklahoma Cowboy, who won the Prairie Land Circuit, man, I've got to say, it's pretty good to, you know, be able to take an event and win it here, you know, pretty much in your backyard, and we were actually able to catch up with Bryson. So let's take a listen to this interview.
All right, Bryson, 8-8 tonight. You split the round with Matt Shizawa. Talk to us about what it was like for you here tonight.
It was pretty good. It felt good to split the round with the NFR qualifier. It meant a lot to me.
Now, talk to us about what it was like or what you were feeling when you were backing in the box.
Oh, I was nervous. I seen what I had to do, and I had to be faster than what I was last night, and got pretty nervous, and I just tried to block that all out, and it worked out good.
Talk to us about the horse you're running down here.
Oh, a horse belongs to a kid that goes to school with me down there at Altus. He come from Canada. He just bought him a couple months ago, and I got on him at Austin and 1 second on him down there, and we got along pretty good.
So you brought him down here for the Ram Circuit Finals, and he's paying off for you so far, right?
Yes, sir. He has been working good, and I appreciate that kid letting me just take him wherever I want and let me ride him.
Oh, that's for sure. Now, talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here. You're from Apache, not too far from here. You've got some family down here. Is that added pressure for you? Or?
Yeah, it's the added pressure because the family's here, and then a bunch of people from Apache come watch me and Hunter, and puts a little more pressure on you when you got them watching you, I guess.
So you just kind of stand back, though, and try not to let it get to you, try to block it out. It's, you know, they say that this game is more mental than anything, and, you know, it's the same way for you guys. Well, look, congratulations, and hopefully we'll see you back here tomorrow night.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that was Bryson Seacrest, who had a run of 8.8, but he did not actually win the round handily. He actually split the round with Matt Shizawa. Now, Matt is a longtime veteran down here in the tie-down roping. We've seen him at the Wrangler National Finals, and we were able to catch up with him after his run. So let's take a listen.
Matt Shizawa down here with an 8-8 run tonight, actually tied the round. Matt, talk to us about that run you had tonight.
You know, the draw, overall the cattle here are pretty good. But this draw in particular was pretty good. You know, I kind of got a dirt clod coming across the score right there in my left eye, which affected my vision just a little bit, so I probably went an extra swing or two. I did get a good start. My horse worked pretty good, but it threw me off a little bit. But I've done this enough. I can do good enough out of one eye.
Yeah, well, one eye, I'll tell you, that is pretty interesting. Now, 8-9 last night, 8-8 tonight. You're sitting pretty good there for the Wilderness Circuit, you know, to represent going in there to the to the final eight here on Saturday. How you feeling about that?
Man, it's great. And these tour and tournament style formats, the main thing is to advance. And so as great as this was, the best part is that I have a chance to rope again, or more than likely, it's highly probable. I'm sure it's possible they could bump me out, but highly unlikely. But like I said, we've done our job. On to the next step and see if we can't get past this next round.
There you go. Well, listen, man, good luck, and we look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, fans, that was Matt Shizawa, your tie-down winner, your co-winner down here in tie-down roping for round three. Now, will it be enough? Will 17.4 on two-head be enough to advance? I would have to put my money down that it will, but we've got another 12 contestants coming up. The ones that we saw in the first performance will be back here tomorrow early afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time competing again on their second head. So going down to the Saddle Bronc. Now, Saddle Bronc was another one that, of course, you know, when you're talking about the list and the talent of athletes that are down here, the Wright brothers are here. You know, so many of our favorites are down here. This was going to be another really good round, and we really enjoyed being able to watch it down here. Now, Bradley Harder had 86 points in the Saddle Bronc last night. Bradley Harder got bucked off at 7.9 tonight, and I'm telling you, it was close. I would almost bet that had he been able to make that 1/10 of a second, there's a good chance that he was going to also win tonight's round. But unfortunately for him, not able to do that. But one guy who was representing the Southeast Circuit, and that was Curtis Gardon from New Zealand. And we were able to catch up with Curtis. Let's take a listen as we recap the Saddle Bronc ride.
All right, we're down here with Curtis, 82 points on one of Car Pro Rodeo's Saddle Bronc courses. Talk to us about your ride here tonight.
That horse ahead of Pete Carr's Empty Pockets, they call him. He a really good horse, been to the finals a couple times. They bring him out there, they put him in a pen, that horse has got some moves to him, he throws a few guys off, and I knew getting on him that this is one I could win the round on.
Right.
And he went out there and had a few moves to him and bucked through it, and I managed, he feels real good, he's got a lot of timing. So I managed to stay ahead of him and make a good ride and through all those moves, and he's got a little power, you can feel him doing it, and it felt really good to make a good ride on him.
Well, good deal. Now, you actually, you're here representing the Southeast Circuit. You live down in Louisiana. What is it like for you to be here? You've been here before, though, right, for the circuit finals, correct?
Yes, sir. I think this is the fifth time I've come here. I went twice to Pocatello when it was up there in Idaho, and then the past 3 years here, and it means a lot. You know, there's good rodeo, good stock, stock that's been to the finals, competing against guys that have been to the finals year after year, and this is one of the best rodeos in the U.S., and it means a lot to me to be able to come here, be able to qualify for this rodeo.
Well, good deal. Well, 80 points last night, 82 tonight, so you've got a pretty good shot to get back there, am I right, there tomorrow?
Yes, sir. I'm excited. Can't wait.
Well, good deal. Now, is this your first time making it to the eight?
Man, no. I've made it back a couple times. I think 2 years ago I made it back to the eight-man here, and never made it back to the four-man. But I'm excited. I'm looking to do good.
Well, tomorrow's a new day, and good luck. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Sir, appreciate it.
All right, y'all. That was Curtis representing the Southeast Circuit down here, actually from New Zealand. He's been here to the States for some time now, almost 10 years. And, you know, he is really representing the Southeast Circuit pretty well down here this evening. 82 points was what he was able to get on one of Car Pro Rodeo's horses down here. So, great job. Guys, we've got to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to start wrapping things up. We've got bull riding, we've got barrel racing, and we've got some more interviews coming your way, so stay tuned.
Rodeo Safety One. manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With Bucking Chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection. Great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment. From bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook. Great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafety1.com and find them on Facebook.
Hey guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up with Macon 8 Rodeo Network on KWBY 98.5, 107.9, and Macon8Rodeo.com.
All right, guys, welcome back as we get down into the team roping. So, here we have another young team representing the Badlands Circuit. Preston Belladue and Jared Bilby were the guys that had come in with a 4.8 run. Now, those guys, unfortunately, did not get a time last night, so 4.8 is probably not going to do it here for these guys. It would take something big to happen for those guys to be able to make it back to the eight-man round. But they were able to make some day money and head back home to the Badlands Circuit and get some things done down there. Now, unfortunately, we were not able to get the interviews online, just like we had hoped. So we weren't able to catch up with them here, but we do have them, and we will go back and let you guys take a listen to those guys that they were able to win here tonight. And it was really exciting to see these young guys, compete against so much talent that was here. Luke Brown, Martin Lucero, they had a run of 4.9. However, they also had a 5-second penalty there, which put them out of contention. It's unfortunate, but that is the name of the game down here. And these guys are really pushing it when you're talking about only having two head to compete on to be able to, advance, you're going to go lights out. I mean, that's what it's all about down here, especially with this format that they have down here at the Ram National Circuit Finals. So going down to the barrel racing, well, we've got a lot of talent down here, a lot of names that you are pretty familiar with, Lisa Lockhart, Tanya Rennick, and, of course, one of our favorites here, Carly Pierce. Well, going down, I will tell you that Carly Pierce had a run of 15.25, and that was the fastest time we have seen down here in Oklahoma City at the Ram National Circuit Finals. That young cowgirl is just, I mean, her and her horse, Dylan, are just running so strong right now. I don't know if they're going to be able to be beat. She was fastest time last night. She beat that time and ran a 15.25. I just don't know if anybody is going to be able to beat her and Dylan. As long as they can keep those barrels upright, I think she's going to be the one to beat down here come tomorrow. So we will see Carly Pierce back in the eight-man round tomorrow afternoon. So you guys can look forward to that. Now, we've still got the fourth performance to determine who all the eight are going to be, and we're going to have to let you know tomorrow. You can also listen in on Pro Rodeo Live for all of the action as it happens. So we'll have to catch up with Carly as well. She was being whisked away to go do some interviews here this evening, and we were not able to catch up with her. Now, down to the bull riding. I will tell you that we did have some qualified rides tonight. Now, last night, Dylan Warner, 89 points on one of Andrew Rodeo Company bulls, Jawbender, and tonight would be no different. Well, it would be different in the bull rider that came in. Dylan Warner actually was bucked off tonight. He had a horse from Painted Pony. However, Sammy Andrews and Andrews Rodeo Company had three bulls in, and the round winner would be off of one of his bulls. He had 621 Black Cat, and the winner was Tag Elliott with an 84-point score. A couple of the other scores that came in, Sammy Matthews had a score of 79, and Abe Dillman had a score of 74. Now, neither one of those guys had a qualified ride last night, but I think right now, I don't think it's going to take two bulls to get you into the eight-man round. One bull should do it. Is 79 or 74 going to be enough? Well, we're just going to have to stay tuned to ProRodeoLive.com, listening in the action on the fourth performance tomorrow, which starts at 1 o'clock Central Time. So you guys can tune in and find out what happens and who's advancing to the eight-man round. But Tag Elliott was your winner here this evening. We were able to catch up with him, so let's take a listen.
Tell me, what did you know about Black Cat and when you came in?
I'd seen him. He's been around for quite a few years and been to the finals a couple of times, but yeah, I've always really wanted to get on that bull and seen him quite a bit, and he just looked awesome, so I was really happy to have him.
How did he feel?
Good. Yep, felt really good. Just, you know, he's either way right there, and he turned back to the left, and then right at the end went back to the right, and it's good as everything I was wanting, so...
Tell me, how many times you qualified for this championship?
No, this is the first time.
What does it mean to be here?
It's cool, really. Pretty exciting. I was pretty happy got to come here. And, you know, it's good facility, good rodeo. It's just pretty cool.
Yeah. We just got done with the NFR. That was your first trip, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, what does it mean for you to qualify for both championships in the same given season?
It's, you know, just had a pretty good year last year and was pretty tickled, stayed healthy, and, you know, got lucky at the right time. So I was pretty happy.
All right, guys, that was Tag Elliott, your winner tonight with a score of 84 points on one of Andrew Rodeo Company's bulls, Scat Cat, or Black Cat, I'm sorry, one of the sons of Scat Cat, who we have seen at the Wrangler National Finals. So we were able to catch up with another guy down here that we've seen all weekend long, Cody Webster, one of the bullfighters, and this is a real young, talented kid that we're going to see and probably see down the road at the Wrangler National Finals or some of these other bigger events. Great to catch up with Cody. So let's take a listen as we were to catch up with one of the bullfighters tonight.
All right, Cody Webster, one of the bullfighters down here at the Ram National Circuit Finals Rodeo. Talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here.
Scott, it's pretty much a blessing just to be here. You know, guys go their whole career sometimes, you know, making it here one time or going their whole career and never making it here. And here I am, you know, 20 years old, and, you know, pretty young in my career getting to come and work this deal. And it's I tell you, it's pretty well up there on my honors list, you know, and it's a blessing.
Well, let's talk about that. How long have you been fighting bulls, Cody?
Well, I actually started when I was about 11 or so, you know, and started going to my grandpa's practice pen when I was about 12. And, you know, we rode sheep, calves, and steers before that. And then when I actually got, you know, halfway a little bit size on me to kind of start messing with it, you know, started working some, you know, there at my grandpa's practice pen and then bumped up to some junior rodeos. And then pretty soon, before you knew it, I was at the high schools. And then, you know, started working some amateur rodeos all over Oklahoma and then just took off from there.
Is this one of the bigger ones that you've been able to work for?
Yeah, this is definitely up there on the top of my list. You know, I've worked some pretty good rodeos and in my young career, and you know, there's a lot of stuff that's put into this, and you know, I definitely work at it every day, and we're here.
Right on. Well, man, I gotta tell you, it's great to see you out here. I know the Cowboys, you know, this is kind of a voted in deal by the committees, you know. Of course, the different circuits out here, of course, they all have a say in who gets brought in, and you're one of those guys. So you've been out there working the circuits real hard, and you know, you do pretty good by it. Everybody's glad to see you down here. I know these bull riders especially. It's fun to see you walk around out here and step in front of these bulls.
Yes, sir. It's you know, it is all 12 circuits that come here, and there's I think there's 24 guys, and they all get on twice and then come back for a short round. And, you know, this is the future of the guys here. You know, there's a bunch of young guys here that are riding bulls, and this is going to be the future of the PRCA.
That's right. Well, good luck to you, man. I know you've had two down already, and you've got a few more to go, so stay healthy. We look forward to seeing you out here the rest of the weekend.
Yep, appreciate it, Scott.
All right, guys, that was Cody Webster, one of the young bullfighters down here. But, man, I'm telling you, just loads of talent. And, you know, we were able to catch up with him. It was really great. You guys can actually find some of the pictures here during the first two performances of Cody, you know, as well as the other guys that are down here. We also have to make mention, you know, Justin McKee and Craig Simons are your announcers down here. And, man, they have done a fantastic job. There are so many guys down here that we have got to thank for making this performance down here at the Ram National Circuit Finals so successful and such a great event to be a part of. Whether you're a fan in the stands and cheering on these cowboys and these cowgirls, or whether you're down here catching interviews and things like that. You know, we've got to thank Ted Harbin at Twisted Rodeo. We've got to thank Steve Kenyon at Pro Rodeo Live. Everybody down here really works hard together to accomplish the one goal, and that's really get these rodeos out here and really show the fans that are coming down just what this event is all about. And it really is. It's a great opportunity for these 12 circuits from all over the country to converge together here in Oklahoma City and really represent not only, you know, the sport, but also their perspective circuits. And there's a lot of pride involved. You know, these guys are competing to represent these circuits, and it's really an interesting format down here. So we've still got a lot more. The fourth performance will be down here. This is where the guys from the first round will be competing again. The 24 from each event will be back here competing in the fourth performance. That starts at 1 o'clock Central Time. We will be back here at 7:30 for the eight-man round, which will be narrowed down to four men in the final round. There, they will crown the circuit champions or the Ram National Circuit champions at the end of that event. Now, we've had Town Square down here this evening playing a great concert. Chris Cagle's down here tomorrow. So if you're in the area, fans, you might want to make your way here to Oklahoma City. I promise you, you're going to see a great action-packed event. It's going to be a long day tomorrow. We look forward to being back with you. We'll be back here to wrap up things from Oklahoma City tomorrow night. We will know more about which circuits are coming out on top of the game from Oklahoma City. So until then, rodeo fans, take care, be blessed, get a grip, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yeah.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.